I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Veterans Affairs and Units of Action. The United States Department of Veterans Affairs, or VA, is a federal government agency that provides health, education, disability, and financial benefits earned by veterans of the United States Armed Forces. While stationed overseas, members of Wyvern Nation have an opportunity to speak to a VA coordinator or advisor to help better understand their VA benefits.
VA service coordinators provide a unique resource to the Aviano community. Coordinators have access to look up claim status in the VA system, assist with submission of applications, and are available to help answer other general VA questions. Alice Slate, a VA Overseas Military Service Coordinator, shares how her role can help Wyverns gain a better understanding of the VA system.
Some of the things that I can do that are particular to my position, because I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, is I can go into veterans' records. I can go into active duty members' records, not your active duty side, but the VA side. I can go into those records and I can help veterans or active duty members. I can talk about their benefits. I can talk about their particular medical situations. I'm able to help them process some of their claims. I can change things. I can update stuff. I can have one-on-one assistance because I'm not restricted by privacy. And so I'm able to give a little more deep dive into what's going on with veterans and helping them through this program.
Slate also says that if you have any questions or want to set up an appointment, to reach out to the Military and Family Readiness Center. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Units of Action. With your Air Force News, I'm Senior Airman Saomi Sabornin. In line with the Department of the Air Force's announcement to reoptimize for great power competition, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General David Alvin, says he has confidence in the analysis to put the service on the right path. One high-profile change is reconfiguring air wings into units of action. These units will be more capable and will include experts who understand what it takes to not only get jets airborne, but support them in austere environments, regenerate combat power, and provide logistics under attack. Alvin says the Air Force built for the previous era is no longer optimized for the current strategic landscape. He adds history has shown that the service can successfully navigate these turning points, and now is the time to do so again. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.